kid, Lexington was segregated, and the black kids all over Lexington came to Douglas Park, and this was a way that you were able to meet people that did not live in your neighborhood. People on the east side and the north side and the south side all came to Douglas Park because that was the only place for them to go.
Now, one of the things that's very important about what we're talking about, the segregated system, Douglas Park was the meeting place of the various communities.
Douglas Park was used as a gathering place. The swimming pool was the only swimming pool that we could go in. Before then, we used to swim in the 7th Street Pond and in the Rock Quarry. After Douglas Park's pool was built, we began to go there.
On Thursday, September 18th at 7 p.m., the Maine Public Library in downtown Lexington will host the Douglas Park Documentary Project in association with the Roots and Heritage Festival. This free event will include a public review of a video documentary that explores the historical importance of Douglas Park, followed by a roundtable discussion of African American history. Please come and support local history September 18th at 7 p.m. at Lexington's Maine Public Library.
We did at Douglas Park was Sunday afternoon concerts, especially during the summertime. We would play off about an hour, I guess an hour and a half, on Sunday afternoon after church. And I used to have about 20, 30 pieces, and we would go and stand on the big platform they used to have out there. The platform isn't there anymore. The kids loved to be there because they were up off the ground. They could look down and see the kids, or they'll, you know, to show off. I think I was telling you about this. Some lady had some kids that were doing some dance steps and things out there. We didn't play for them, but as they would perform, in between the times that they would do their little numbers and one thing or another, then the band would play. And then they, because they had their own piped in music, and they, the little kids were dancing, kind of their little units, little costumes and stuff, and the band would play. I remember those, that kind of thing playing out there. And we'd also do the 4th of July thing. That's when everybody was there, because Douglas Park was Douglas Park. Then everybody didn't have anywhere else to go, so everybody came there.
And so what do you mean Douglas Park was Douglas Park? What is that?
That was the only place that they could go. They would come to Douglas Park July the 3rd to hold their places, so they have something out there to do on July the 4th. But Douglas Park at that time was the place to go. And they were just there. They loved it.
Ms. Rowe would have Easter egg hunting, and they'd have real eggs, and they had a gold egg that they would give away. And another big event was penny tossing day. This guy's name was Willie Stone. Every summer, now I don't know where that man got on the pennies, Mr. Stone would have on a white suit. He'd come through the park, and kids line up behind him, and he'd throw pennies up and down the sidewalk. Okay, another big day was when they had a band day. The bands throughout Central Kentucky would all come in and have concerts. Another big thing was that they had a fashionetta, where the clubs and the sororities would have style shows. Another big thing would have on Thursday nights was talent shows.
What type of atmosphere did the band lend to the park?
Oh, it was festival. It was a festival atmosphere. You know, the kids loved it. And we had some little jazz tunes coming in, you know, we played those, and we played marches, and they wouldn't march like they were marching, you know. I want to march like the Dunbar Band, you know, and that sort of thing. So it was just a wonderful time out there. I really loved playing for them. Especially the little kids, because there was Booker T. Washington School right down the street, and a lot of those kids who went out there were in that neighborhood, you know. And they would come up and march around and have fun. And just a gay time. Mm-hmm. And we'd play for about an hour and a half.
What type of music would you play? Do you remember?
All kinds of marches. And rock and roll hadn't come in. There were some of the lively tunes that you could... What was that one we played? Rock Around the Clock.
Rock
I think that came in. Then we played the marches, you know. John Philip Sousa's marches. And The Thunderer. That was our theme song.
Thunder.
The Thunderer. Yes, they love that. Boy, they could march by that. They love that.
Do you think you could remember The Thunderer?
Oh, yeah. Boom, dee-dee-dee-dee-dee-dee-dee-dee-dee-dee-dee-dee-dee-dee. That's the way it goes. You know, I never forget that. Oh, I'm still tied up.
Well, maybe next time we get together, you bring out your trumpet and you can play a lick of that. Play a piece of that.
If I can remember all of it.
Well, you'd have to play all of it, just enough of it, though.
All we have to do is go straight out 4th Street. It'd be a long walk, but we make it to the park, and sometimes we catch streetcars that cost a nickel. But we just assume walk, spend a nickel for ice cream cone. They had a big stone entry there where you come in through the sidewalk. That's where they'd get off. Sometimes there'd be 4 or 5 trolleys lined up together, one right behind each other, until they unloaded all the people.
I'm reading from a handwritten note from a play that Lucy Essel helped produce as part of Drama Recreation. This tabloid is adapted to several groups or 1,000 persons. The time to present would be about 1 hour and 15 minutes. Negroes and Civilization, 1640. Negroes sold into slavery. Have several large boys and girls represent the African natives. Have native dress, shackles and chains. Have several large, bright, or light-skinned boys to represent the Dutch traders, native costumes. Music of African chant, 1700. Have children to represent all menial tasks done by the slaves in the South. These tasks include road building, farming, nursing, cotton picking. Have background music while they're doing the task. Birth of spirituals, the cotton field setting.
Lucy Estill, she was a big wheel, along with Jimmy Smith on our park board. She was my playground director when they had the park in Pawltown on the street, and she later served on the park board before she passed away. Oh, she had arts and craft programs, kids and games. She took them on tours of University of Kentucky. She officiated the volleyball game, the bound ball game. She was a beautiful person.
And of course, I just have to say this right now. And some of us are sick, and the thing about it is, we just worry about each other. And the thing about it is, right now, nothing I would like any more than if I was able, physically able, to be with you all at this time. But due to the fact that I had to go back to the hospital again since I've talked with any of you all, and therefore I kind of had a setback, and I'm just not able to come out that way, because if I was able, I would be there. And the thing about it is, Joanne, she said she had just come back off of her vacation, and in her job, she can't get off again, and therefore she said she was sorry, but she would not be able to make it. And of course, Sandra, well, she's still in school and then working too, and I don't know, she's got all these degrees, I don't know what she's still get MOFA, but anyway, that's what she's doing, and this is a real busy time for her right now. And Nessa, she, I think too, if I was able to go, she'd probably try to get together to go with me, because she knows I can't travel by myself, so therefore she hates it too. But she decided, matter of fact, that, because I've been going to call you, but then she said, no, I suppose she would get this, and she knows how to use it, and that we would just tape it and send it to you all and let you know that we love you, and that we certainly sorry that we cannot be with you at this time. Goodbye, children.
We had some dynamic young women and middle-aged women who worked with us during recreation during that time. It was their love and their life, and they shared it with us.
Charles Young Center was the only place kids could go. At Charles Young, we had all the basketball leagues, and we had socials on Friday night. Boy, you talking about mobs. It was packed every Friday night. End of the year, I would have a Christmas dance for my farmer. When I said farmer, I meant the boys had to have on tap.
They used to skate here. We didn't have a skating rink back during those days, but this gymnasium here was used for the black kids to come and skate. They had very strong winter basketball leagues here. The young ladies that were on the staff here under Mr. Brown and Mr. Willie Williams, they taught arts and crafts, they taught cooking, sewing, and all of those types of activities. So this was the place to be. We had practically the only place you could go to have a teenage dance back in those days was Charles Young Community Center.
The Omicrons would have a formal dance every year. And you had to wear even gowns and tuxedos. They would decorate the gym in different sceneries. Beautiful. And Smoke was playing one of the formal affairs. ¶¶